CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning. It's Sunday, the 2nd of August, 2020. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Intermediate exam practical assessment abolished. RSGB creates Facebook group for new licensees. Australia increases amateur license flexibility. The Examination Standards Committee is pleased to announce the latest syllabus revision for the amateur radio license examinations. Following the valuable feedback from the tutor community, certain points have been clarified. There are no new learning points with this revision, version 1.4, but one very significant change is that the intermediate practical assessment is to be discontinued with immediate effect. Some of the feedback has indicated a further syllabus revision that will involve new learning points. Further consultations will commence regarding this in the autumn, with an expected publication date of January 2021, and the content examinable from July 2021. All the documents are on the Society's webpage. As part of its continuing Get on the Air to Care initiative, the RSGB has created a Facebook group to support new foundation licensees who have taken their exam this year via remote invigilation, plus those returning to amateur radio after a number of years. For details on how to join the group, go to the RSGB site on the page called Beyond-Exams. The Australian comms regulator, ACMA, has announced a series of changes to give Australian amateurs more options and flexibility. Digital modes and shorter three-letter call signs will now be available to Australian Foundation licensees. In addition, regional identifiers that indicate which state any amateur is located no longer need be changed when travelling across the country. Further details are available from the Wireless Institute of Australia on their website. To commemorate the 75th anniversary of VJ Day, the RSGB has organised a VJ Day amateur radio marathon on the HF bands and 6 metres using SSB, CW and digital modes. 3 special UK call signs, GB7PEACE, that's P-E-A-C-E, GB1945PE, GB1945PJ, will be on the air from the 1st of August to the 31st of August. The special stations have their own QRZ.com page with details of the activation schedule. If you want to participate and transmit using a VJ Day radio marathon call sign, contact ENG0FCT via email csc.chair@rsgb.org.uk. Full details of the radio marathon and the 5 awards are on the Society's radio marathon webpage, which is under VJ-marathon, after rsgb.org, of course. Around 80 papers are now available online for the IARU Region 1 Virtual General Conference that will be held in October. Several inputs on a variety of topics are by a team of RSGB volunteers covering HF, UHF, modernisation, support for innovation and the WRC 23 challenge in the 23 SEMS band. The RSGB band plans may also be updated to take account of the outcome in January 2021. Full information can be found at https://rsgb.org/main/rsgb-consultations. A Facebook group promoting special event stations within the UK now has over 1,000 members. Any radio amateur or SWL with an interest in organising, operating or working event stations, special event stations, is welcome. The group is run by Mark, G1PIE, Martin, MM0XXW, and Pam, 2E1HQY. See facebook.com/group/SESUK. Milton Keynes ARS tells us that their training team has been part of the remote invigilating of exams. Over 300 candidates have been invigilated by Francis, M0UKF, and Nigel, M0NYG, since the online scheme started in April. The club thanks them for their efforts. Francis is taking a well-earned break to focus on other projects. The object of the AMSAT UK Oscar Satellite QSO Party is to encourage all radio amateurs to make contacts via satellites during Northern Hemisphere summer. The event runs until 23:59 UTC on the 22nd of September. Prizes will be awarded to the leading entries. Full details, amsat-uk.org. Now for the special event news. Since the change of regulations applying to special event stations in the UK, many activations can now go ahead, and the UK amateurs thank Ofcom for their help in making this happen. August sees two GB80 special event stations on the air to mark the critical role that radar played in the Battle of Britain 80 years ago. GB80 BRS will be operated to commemorate Bawdsey Radar Station in Suffolk, which was where radar was first developed in the late 1930s and was the location of the world's first operational radar station. Activity will be on 80 metres to 10 metre bands using SSBCW and FT8. GB80CH will be operating from Chelmsford in Essex, which has the most complete surviving radar tower from the Battle of Britain. The BAE Systems Great Baddo Amateur Radio Club with amateur colleagues in local clubs will be operating across the HF and 6 metre bands. Now for DX News, Tony OH1TD is active again this summer from QTH on Corpo Island, IOTA reference EU096 until September. QSL via his home call direct or bureau. Mike XW2DX is currently active as XW2DX from Vientiane and will be staying in Laos for the next few years. He is allowed to operate on 20, 15 and 10 metre bands QSL via RM0L. Now for contest news, please remember to check before the event for the new rules due to lockdown and social distancing. The RSGB advises you to follow your own government's advice. Today the 2nd, the 432 megs low power contest is single operator only, 0800 1200 UTC, using all modes, the exchange, a signal report, serial number, locator and the first two letters of your postcode. On Tuesday, the 144 megs FM activity contest goes from 1800 to 1855 UTC, followed by the 144 megs UK activity contest, 1900 to 2130 UTC. The exchange for both is signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend is the WAE DXCW contest from 000 UTC on the 8th to 2359 UTC on the 9th, using 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands. European stations work non-Europeans only. The exchange is signal report and serial number. Next Sunday, the 9th, is the fifth 70 megahertz cumulative contest from 1400 to 1600 UTC, using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. The sun showed signs of coming back to life this week with not one but two surprise sun group spots. With not one but two sunspot groups. The sunspot number climbed to 22, representing two spots in two separate groups, and the solar flux index rose to 73. This really wasn't enough to make much of a difference to HF propagation, however, but it is a step in the right direction. The KP index was pegged pretty much at 1 or 2 due to lack of coronal hole activity. Propagation-wise, we continue to have good run of sporadic E with openings to the US and Canada on 10 metres SSB and FT8, and China was reported on SSB in last weekend's IOTA contest. Even NAND VU2NKS in India has been reported in the UK via 10 metres FT8. Next week, NOAA predicts that sunspot flux index will decline from 72 to 68 as the two sunspots rotate out of view. The KP index should remain low all week and as well due to a lack of coronal hole activity. Propagation will remain at seasonal lows as we enter August, with daytime F2 minute maximum usable frequencies grazing 17 to 18 MHz, with sporadic E bringing openings of up to 30 MHz and beyond. Nighttime maximal usable frequencies are likely to exceed 10 MHz over 3,000 kilometre paths, but keep an eye on propquest.co.uk for the odd surprise. We can't really expect F2 layers opening to improve until September, so make the most of sporadic E openings for the time being. Now for VHF and up, next week or so looks to be a mix of brief spells when high pressure might present us with some tropo, as seen just recently at the end of last week due to a temporary high over the near continent. The longer range part of the forecast also picks up another high at the end of the coming week, although for both these highs, the main area of enhanced tropo are for central and southern Britain, across the Channel and North Sea into the continent and the Baltic region. The period in between the two high pressure bookends is occupied by low pressure systems with fronts and showery troughs, adding a good chance of rain scatter once again on the gigahertz bands. The summer months are particularly good for strong, thundery shower cloud development, with plenty of high-intensity rainfall or hail. Sporadic E has performed fairly well in the last week, particularly FT8, but with a smattering of more traditional modes. The general advice still holds. Check the bands mid-morning, late afternoon and early evening for signs of sporadic E. It's never too late for sporadic E until maybe the end of the first week in September, so it's still well worth a look. The moon is at minimum declination today, so there'll be very low peak moon elevations and short visibility windows early in the week. That means that despite 144 meg sky noise being low, the man-made noise from the horizon will be the main beam of all but the largest antennas. There are no significant meteor showers coming this week, and that's it from the propagation team until next week. And that's all from me until next week.